Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. This evening, our guest is E.C. Coleman. Hello, listeners. We've had some technical difficulties with Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us Mr. E.C. Coleman. Mr. E.C. Coleman is our guest. He has worked at Mr. Jay Leno's show, among many others. How are you today, Mr. E.C.?
I'm doing great, Angela.
I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. I apologize.
Oh, no problem.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy to have you.
Okay.
E.C., what instruments do you play?
I'm a drummer. That's by trade. That's what I do for a living. I play drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was your childhood like?
Very musical. My father was a musician, so I grew up in a home with a lot of music, and my childhood was filled with music.
Did you play any instruments in the church?
No, I didn't grow up playing in the church. No, that wasn't my thing. I never actually played in the church. Went to church, but didn't play in the church.
Oh, okay.
So no gospel background, no.
Oh, okay. No gospel background, okay.
No.
When did you decide to become a jazz artist?
Pretty early on, probably in high school. Started playing in jazz groups in high school and just sort of carried on into the rest of my life. So it's all I've ever done, and it's a pretty good life.
So you enjoy your career?
Love my career. Love what I do, Angela, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, that is wonderful. Why did you choose this career field?
Well, I think it chose me. Music sort of chose me. I didn't really choose it. I think... with some of us, music just becomes a part of us, and it takes over. And I've never had an interest in anything else, so I always tell people that I think the drums chose me rather than me choosing the drums.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
right.
What happened.
Okay. Are you currently working on any new projects?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple. I have I just produced a record on a young lady out of D.C., out of Washington, D.C. Her name is Tia. I just produced her record. It'll be coming out the end of this month. And I'm going to be going back in the studio to record my next record as well. I have one out right now called Her Eyes at Sunset. That's my latest. It's doing extremely well. Number one in Europe, doing very, very well. And then I have another project that I'll be starting the end of September.
Okay. You worked, or you may still work for Mr. Jay Leno. Am I right, the Jay Leno show?
No, I didn't do the Jay Leno show. I just worked with Jay Leno. Jay Leno, before he started doing The Tonight Show, Jay Leno, even actually while he was doing that, he would do a lot of stand-up. And I worked with I was the music director for a show with a vocalist by the name of Loretta Holloway. And we used to open for Jay Leno, and we would travel and open with him in Lake Tahoe in Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas, Atlantic City. And so, yeah, I did that for a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else have you worked with?
A lot of people. Vic Damone, Diane Carroll, Dionne Warwick, Kenny Burrell, Al McKibben, Russell Malone. These are all jazz artists. God, you had to look at my resume. It's a lot of people on there. So quite a few people. Yeah.
I saw Mr. Bill Cosby's name on your resume.
Yeah, we did the same thing with Bill Cosby. We opened for Bill with him doing his stand-up. We were in Lake Tahoe with him and had a chance to open for him quite a few years ago. So that was a lot of fun.
Do you write your own music, or do you have other people that write your music?
Both. I mean, I have on my current CD, I have a couple of originals on there, and I have other guys that play in my group that might submit something that they, you know, want to ask me if I want to record. So kind of, you know, this kind of goes both ways.
Okay. That's who is on the song with you?
Well, I mean, I have the guys that played on my last record would be Dr. Jose Manuel Garcia on piano, Craig Shaw on bass, Rafael Pereira from Brazil on percussion, Jose Ramirez from Puerto Rico on percussion, who else do I have on the record? Clint Hyson from Washington, D.C., Leonardo Oporto, he's from Spain, on guitar. Sam Skelton on tenor and flute. So I have a host of great, great players playing with me.
Oh, okay. Are you going to tour with this single or this CD?
Am I going to do what now?
Are you going to tour with this CD?
I've already been touring. Yeah, the CD came out last year, so I'm coming to a close this year with the touring, and I'll be starting my new tour season off around March with the new CD that'll be coming out.
All right, we're going to listen to some of your music.
Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you. That's You on the Drums.
That is correct. That song is entitled Sharon's Song.
Sharon's Song. Mm. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That is very beautiful.
Thank you.
You have a great love for music.
Yeah.
Did you write, this may sound like a, well, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask the question anyway, because they said the only stupid questions are the ones I'm going to ask. Did you write each, write the lyrics for the instruments being played?
Yeah, I wrote all the music, so yes. Not the lyrics, but the, I wrote the
not
music.
Lyrics, but the music.
Yeah, I wrote the music for all the, yes, I did, yes.
Oh, my. Where did you attend school at to learn to do that?
I studied at the Norfolk Conservatory of Music in Norfolk, Virginia. Right after I came out of high school, and then I took the Berklee, studied at the Berklee Conservatory of Music as well in Boston. So, I mean, I've been doing this. This is all I do. So this is this is my craft. So I love it.
You love it.
I love it absolutely.
I can imagine, just. In concert, just listening to you, that would listen to your orchestra and everybody playing, that would be beautiful.
Well, you have to come to one of my shows, Angela.
Yes, I will.
You'll
will.
Have to come.
One day I will. Probably when you're in Florida.
I'm in Georgia in just a couple of weeks. That's not too far from you.
Oh no, it's not.
I'll be in Atlanta the September 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Okay, and this is the CD that you're on tour with, right?
That's correct. That is correct, yes. The CD is entitled Her Eyes at Sunset.
Her Eyes at Sunset.
Her Eyes at Sunset, that's correct.
Her Eyes at Sunset.
Yes.
All right. That's beautiful. I love beautiful music.
Yeah, I can tell you do. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yes. Besides yourself, not trying to put you out there like that, but which jazz artist do you like the most?
Wow, I don't have one in particular that I could tell you that I like the most. I mean, I listen to a lot of Brazilian music. I listen to a lot of Afro-Cuban music, and of course, jazz and traditional jazz. And I don't have a favorite person, or I don't really have that. I listen, like I said, those categories or those genres of music. I listen to, Brazilian and Afro-Cuban and straight-ahead jazz. That I just listen to that music a lot, and not having a favorite.
Do you see a Grammy in your future one day?
I would hope so. I was hoping to get one with this last record, but it didn't happen. So maybe. Maybe this next one that I'm getting ready to record, I hope to achieve a Grammy status. I would love to get one. Yes.
Okay. What are some of your goals concerning your career? What are some of your goals?
Just to keep playing good music. Playing good music, writing good music, and playing with good players. That's my goal. Is keep the music coming, let it keep flowing out of me, and. Hopefully my music will touch people like yourself and other people that can appreciate the music, and just keep putting out positive, powerful music. That's all I want to do, is just keep the drums alive.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? If, God willing, where do you see yourself 5 years
from now? Right, God willing first, yeah. Doing just what I'm doing now. I mean, I'm pretty much this is me. I don't plan on changing anything. Just hopefully get better and better on the drums and continue. Because if when you play jazz, you always have to practice. So you never get to the point where you don't have to practice. So just keep practicing and practicing, and hopefully I'll get better and better and just become a better musician, and in 5 years I should be a much better musician.
Yes, I can't imagine you being any better, but okay.
You're very kind, but a lot of work to be done.
a lot of work to be done,
Angela. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, which CD is this? Your second, your third?
Yeah, this is my second as a leader. As a front person. My first CD. is entitled My Romance with Rhythms. That was my first CD. And then, of course, my current CD as a leader is Her Eyes at Sunset. And like I said, at the end of this month, I'll be recording my third CD as a leader.
Oh, as a leader. Okay.
Yeah, as
so
a front person.
So you've been a lot of other artists.
Yeah, I mean, I played with everybody. I played behind many, many people. What I'm doing now, though, is my own projects. So that's what I'm very excited about, doing my own stuff.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to the listening audience about the aspiring artists? What would you like to tell aspiring artists?
Keep practicing. This music requires so many elements to play jazz. Keep practicing and listening. You have to listen to all the greats that started this art form, and keep your ears open, listen, and practice. And if you practice enough, the doors will open up. Because when you're really playing a lot, people like myself, we hear about it, and you don't have to even reach out. We reach out to you. So just keep practicing. That's the main thing. Keep practicing, stay focused, and listen to as many of the greats that came before you. Listen to as many of them as possible. That would be my advice.
Okay, that's wonderful advice.
Thank you.
And you played the drums.
That is correct.
Okay. You said I couldn't help, but I was listening to you earlier in the conversation in the show. You said you come from a musical family.
Yeah. My father was a tenor sax player, so yeah. So as a child, I grew up listening to him, and used to go to shows with him and all that. So I mean, I grew up with music in the house.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. So you have a musical family. Did you come from a large family?
No, I have three older sisters and myself. So I'm the baby, and I'm the only son and the youngest, so very spoiled.
Okay.
Three older sisters. Yeah, three older sisters, that's right.
I'm the oldest of six.
So you know what I'm talking about there.
Yes.
You know how the baby is. You know how that is.
Yeah, my mom calls me the trial baby. You got to open for Mr. Bill Cosby when he was doing stand up comedy.
Yeah, in Lake Tahoe. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. You have a very impressive career.
Well, I've been fortunate to work with some good people, so I'm. Hopefully I'll keep it going and stay positive and, like I say, just keep putting out good music. That is my goal, to keep putting out great music.
Okay.
I'd love to come play in your area. You have to get me out there.
Okay, I'd love to come out to Florida.
You have to hook me up.
I can't say, make any promises, but I will definitely try.
Okay. I would love to come out there and meet you.
Okay. I'll try this. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I can
ask. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Is there anything you'd like to add, like where your CD can be bought or anything?
Yeah,
like
you can buy the CD at CD Baby. Of course, CDBaby.com, Amazon, all that, all those internet sites. My website is Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.com. You can go there and sign in on my guest book and let me know you heard me on the show. And Angela, you being the host, I hope that you'll do the same. Go to my website and click on my guest book and sign in. And, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Twitter, EC3 Drums. You can follow me on Twitter and... I look forward to hearing from some people in the Florida area. I look forward to that.
Oh, okay. All right. I hope they contact you, too.
You included, Angela. I hope to hear from you. I hope you're the host of the show, so you should be the first signature on my guest book from Florida.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll try it. I'll do my best. I'm doing my best. I can't make promises, but I like the Samuel Guest book.
Okay, that's pretty simple. Just click on my website. They're real easy. It takes 2 minutes, so it's real simple.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add? Any questions that weren't covered?
Like I said, I'll be in Atlanta. I'm at Churchill Grounds, which is a very noted jazz club in Atlanta. I'll be there the 28th and 29th of September, the 27th of September. I'm in Atlanta doing the Scottish Rite Jazz in the Evening series. I'll be featured that night. Just plan if anybody's in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please come out and check us out. Again, my email, my website, ErnestColeman.com. I'd love to have some people from Florida. I'd like to see who's listening to your show. I'd love to have some listeners sign my guest book.
Okay. And you play the drums and you write the different music. I find it interesting that you play the drums, but you didn't say you played other instruments, but you could write the musical.
I mean, I studied, because I studied theory and ear training. I mean, I play enough piano to write. So, I mean, I have a melodic background as well. So it enables me to be able to write and arrange music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Composer.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Coleman, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Well, thank you for having me, Angela.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
You too. All right, listeners, we have with us tonight Mr. Ernest Coleman, or Mr. E.C. Coleman, on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties the show had. I apologize to the listeners. And I hope you continue to listen to the show, and I look forward to having you back tomorrow night. August the 7th, we're going to have Ms. Yolanda Moore on the show. She's the first women's WNBA championship. That's women's basketball. The national basketball is similar to the men's NBA. She's going to be on the show August 7, 2012. And she's one of the first women to be drafted and things like that. So tune into the show and listen to Ms. Yolanda Moore. All right, listeners, thank you for listening to the show. Have a good night. Bye.
An at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 70 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, head-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters. A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. and decline to provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily light arrays, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dream Weavers.